in your oor in.
And it's not supposed to burn when it comes out, though.
Oh, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Hey?
Yo, bruh, we went to Spur, and then we bought Texan.
Fish and chips.
No, so... What? What fucking Spur is
fish and chips? Them.
So, Kagi, we bought... they do a Texan, but now they do it on the crumb mushrooms, and they do wings and a Texan burger. So we had wings and mushrooms, Texan. That should fuck me up, my bro.
I didn't know they do that.
It is so spicy. So the wings they'll do if you request it.
Okay. I didn't know it was a thing.
It's a liquor thing, but it burns on the way out. Coming back to your point.
I was talking about my urethra.
I think you need to see a doctor about that. I mean, I'm no doctor, but I feel like you should see one.
A doctor.
Yeah, for sure. And we're recording.
Oh.
That's our intro.
Oh, hi, Mark.
mornings. And welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where we talk movie news, reviews, trailers, shorts, and some cuck in between. My name is Ross.
I am Joe. Page D.
Do you want to go by Joe? We can call you Joe.
No, I feel like it's only four letters to start with.
I think let's just call you D then.
Why not O?
No, O can work.
Or E.
Like O. Are we? This isn't a tennis match. That's old school. Do they still do that?
Monica,
I don't watch
Sellers.
Tennis.
No.
I don't watch tennis anymore.
She doesn't do that.
Well,
anymore.
I say anymore. I just watch like highlights from
I
McEnroe.
Was a big tennis man.
McEnroe was the shit.
He's so angry.
Very angry. But, you know, legitimate. Yeah. Anyway.
The ref was wrong.
Always. So, this is a Movie Cuck Talk episode, and in this Movie Cuck Talk episode, Cuck Talk, we're going to talk about Oscar Pistorius. we're going to talk about the Oscars.
Yeah, that was our Valentine episode.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, that was our Valentine episode. Yeah, what you won't do for love.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. In this episode, we're going to talk about the Oscars. All the important nominees. I say important, shame.
Everyone's important.
Everyone is important, but we are talking about the big categories. Yes. Okay, we're going to talk about the big categories. If you are invested in the other categories, hearties.
Write to us. And tell us.
We only have so much time.
Yeah.
And
they can't even argue that that's the time that when we used to watch the Oscars, because I don't know when else I've actually watched it. That's the time you used to go to the toilet.
But this is the thing, Jody. I don't think people care about this anymore.
We're still going to talk about it. It's still something that gets attached.
I honestly don't think. I saw a study recently where people are just not interested in. They don't even know who the nominees
are. That's true. This is like the interest in who's been nominated and watching those movies.
It's an all-time low.
It's an all-time low. And yeah, I am trying to watch all of the top.
Look, we're going to watch it. I haven't watched all of them. Jody's ahead of me in that game. But I'm still, like you said, we're going to run through who are our favorites and who we think is going to take it.
Yeah.
But at least I have to watch all the movies to make a... But I'm gonna speak last.
Yeah, man. Mm. That's the thing. And I think we'll mention where we haven't like seen all of the people in the category or all of the films in the category.
Because we have fucking day jobs, bruh. Yeah. And we have like activities on the weekend and stuff. We can only watch so many movies.
If people paid us to do this...
Yeah.
It'd be different.
It would be different.
We still wouldn't have watched all of them.
No, we probably wouldn't have. No. But nonetheless.
Which way are we going to go?
We started supporting actors and work our way to Best Picture.
Best Picture.
Yeah.
Feel you on that one.
Ooh, you can feel me anytime.
Oh, yeah. Let's just put this mic off. Is it off?
Yes, it's off.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So are my clothes.
That's it. Touch that spot in between my toes. That's called the jam factory.
Movie Cuck Talk.
Best supporting actor. Let's start there. So we have Sacha Baron Cohen for The Trial of Chicago 7. Mm-hmm. He plays Abby Hoffman. We have Daniel Kaluuya. Why did I say that?
You just added an L.
Sorry, I saw two U's and I was like, you know what this needs? Another L.
Another L.
Daniel Kaluuya, Judas and the Black Messiah as Fred Hampton. Leslie Odom Jr., 119 Miami as Sam Cooke. Paul Raichi.
Raichi. Raichi.
Fatim for Raichi. Sound of Metal as Joe. And Lakeith Stanfield, Judas and Black Messiah, as well as William Bull O'Neill.
Off the bat, I'm a bit pissed off that they...
Already? We just started.
We just started, and I'm angry.
And you're already fucking angry.
Why are both Lakeith Stanfield and Daniel Kaluuya nominated as Best Supporting Actors?
Because together, they make one leading actor.
So stupid.
I don't know, man.
I mean, for the producers of this film, why not put... Lakeith Stanfield is the lead in that movie. Why not put him... He would have gotten...
You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
So whose perspective do you...
Lakeith Stanfield.
Now, well...
He's our perspective.
Daniel Kaluuya, I 100% agree with you.
So I thought that was a bit stupid. And I think it also kind of undersells his performance then, because it's almost... They are implying that they didn't think he'd be nominated as Best Actor.
As Best Actor, yeah.
So put him into Best Supporting because...
You see, that's why... Fucking
don't do shit
the Oscars,
like that,
bro. That's why people don't care about the Oscars, because they catch on cock like this. So I've only seen Sound of Metal.
Like this. It starts like that.
I've only seen Sound of Metal. You have seen all of them.
I've seen all of them. No, I haven't seen One Night in Miami. So I can't speak to Leslie Odom Jr.
Okay.
Sam Cooke, but I can comment on the rest.
Okay, so who is your favorite to me?
My favorite out of those is definitely Daniel Kaluuya, followed by Paul Raichi.
Yeah, so my pick is Paul Raichi.
Because he's the only one.
No.
Look, Daniel Kaluuya is cleaning up at every award show. And I think they had the...
So they have like the Screen Actors Guild, they have the Golden Globes, they have
the BAFTAs.
The BAFTAs, that's from the one in the UK. They have the Film Actors Guild, they have the Guild of the Film Actors of America.
And the Guild of the Movies.
Yeah, the Movie Guild.
Hogwarts
of the
School
Hemisphere.
Of Movies.
Yeah, Hogwarts School of Movies. And the Sterkinical Movie Awards, which is the one that we support.
That's the one where you win a box of popcorn to the value of
5 million rand.
So the Lodge. Yeah. Not even the XL.
I saw this, bruh, on the TikToks. He was just going on a rant about how expensive movies are.
Yeah.
It was just him sitting in his car.
Can
he's
you
like,
imagine?
You, my bro, going to the movies is now 300 rand for one person. Now imagine you got a family of five.
Exactly.
I'm like...
I see when you still could go to the movies. Like, sometimes you have, like, you know, a child with their friends and two adults. You're like, yo, they paid full movie tickets for all those kids.
That's why you must fucking hope your child is a loner and he doesn't have friends.
No,
so
I'm going
to
be his best friend. He's going
to
go with me. No one else.
So back to the movies.
Back to the movie.
I say Paul Raichi, but I've heard great things about Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah.
Even Sacha Baron Cohen, you said it's decent, but not enough to win this category.
I think even in that movie, he wouldn't have necessarily been my pick. Interesting fact for you, the character that Daniel Kaluuya plays in Judas and the Black Messiah is the same guy that was depicted in the Trial of the Chicago 7, Fred Hampton.
Hampton, yeah.
He's the one who, in that film, is...
They did him dirty. Yeah.
Yo, they just like, they don't even acknowledge him at the trial. He's just like there, but they refuse to acknowledge him as a human. So both of those characters are actually...
Ugh, if you want to do, I mean, watch the movie, but then also do some research into the Black Panthers.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I will mention this also. Both Lakeith Stanfield and Daniel Kaluuya are way too old to play the characters.
Yeah, they were very young, eh?
Yeah, Bill O'Neill was 17 and 19 at the time when the movie, the depiction of him in the movie, he was that old when those events took place. And Daniel Kaluuya's character, Fred Hampton, was like assassinated at 21 or 23.
Yes.
So they both look a bit too old for the roles, but amazing performances.
Yeah,
Daniel Kaluuya, I think he's the one that I want to win, and he's the one who I think will be winning.
You think he's going to win? I also think he's going to win because Oscar's got a lot of backlash for Oscar So White.
Yeah.
And you know they love overcorrecting, but they're not overcorrecting and making stupid decisions. I think they're going to give it to him.
I think that a lot of the a lot of the award shows now are feeling that pressure to overcorrect and
because of the irrelevance. Like, they're scared of that, and people are losing interest in it. I know for a fact younger people do not give a shit about the Oscars.
I don't even, like, people in my friendship circles who previously would have at least been aware of the fact that, you know, the Oscars are happening and things. No one cares.
Usually there's a lot of buzz around the movies that have been nominated, but I didn't feel that buzz. You know, it wasn't on vibrate.
No, that was on silent.
So, yeah, we both agree that he's going to take it, I think, over Lakeith Stanfield.
Definitely.
Okay, we're going to move on to Best Supporting Actress. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got Maria Bakalova for Borat's subsequent movie film. She played Tutar Sagdiyev. Then we have Glenn Close for Hillbilly Elegy as Bonnie Mama Vance. Then we have Olivia Colman in The Father as Anne. We have Amanda Seyfried in Mank as Marion Davies. And we have Yoon Yoo-jung and Minari as Sunja,
the grandma.
I've seen Borat, I've seen Minari.
What's that? Isn't that a Meatloaf song? 2 out of 5 ain't bad.
That is how I live my life. 2 out of 5 ain't bad.
Just 40% of that.
I don't think Maria Bakalova is gonna win.
As much as I would have loved her to get something, I think it's great that
just
she's
like
been
recognized. Just like as an alternative pick, you know, like change it up a bit. I haven't seen Hillbilly Elegy. Have you seen it?
No, but funnily enough, this is only the third time that a person is going to be nominated for an Oscar and a Raspberry for playing the same. What's it?
A Razzie.
A Razzies, yes. She's nominated for the same role.
I haven't. The reason I haven't watched that movie is because of the reviews. I mean, you don't always want to follow reviews, but it's kind of unanimous that the movie's trash.
And do you remember when the trailer came out? You and
we were like, "Yo, this
looks
great."
It's like Ron Howard. This is Oscar bait, and it looked good. And no,
but apparently you can still get a great performance out of it.
It does happen.
We don't know for sure.
She's the only one that I haven't seen out of that category. So
you've seen Olivia Colman in The Father, and you dig her performance.
I really dug that performance. Amanda Seyfried got a lot of early hype also for Mank. She plays the actress Marion Davies. And that film also very good. And her performance, I thought, was probably my favorite.
Out of this
category.
I'm gonna go with the grandmother.
Yoon
Yoo-jung.
She just picked up the Screen Actors Guild Award for that, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice. A SAG. Funny that they give a SAG to an old woman.
She's got enough already.
Why did you have to? We just imply things, Jody. We just imply things. Let the listener go to hell in their own head. Okay.
We don't have to exposition.
No. So anyway, I loved Minari. And the grandmother is definitely a highlight in that film. She's so good, man. She's funny. She's
such an untypical grandma. Right?
But I feel like Asian grandmothers could be like that. Like, from what I could tell, they are funny that way.
Yeah.
And even after, spoiler alert, the stroke happens. It was like legit. I thought, shit, did this woman actually have a stroke?
Yeah, she was super convincing in all aspects of this role.
So good. That's my pick. That's where my vote goes.
And to be honest, I agree with you that I think she's going to win it. Look, Olivia Colman in The Father, I feel like she plays against type because she normally is like unlikable characters, people who...
Or comedic.
Yeah, or comedic characters. But it's like people you also don't root for, man.
Yeah.
Whereas in The Father, it's a very sympathetic role for her.
Yeah.
So she's brilliant in there. But my favorite would have been Amanda Seyfried or Seyfried, whatever.
Siegfried.
And the Hoy. And Hoy.
Didn't they? They were attacked by a lion, eh?
I think a couple of times.
Nice.
You tease them long enough.
Fucking idiots. Yes.
At some point.
You want to dance with the devil? Yeah. The devil's going to fucking dance back.
But I do think that Grandma from Minari is going to take this one.
I think they're going to give it to Glenn Close.
Oh, that would be a terrible choice.
Yeah, but
I haven't seen the film.
I haven't seen it either, but I think... My favorite is Yujin, but I think they're going to give it to Glenn Close. How old is Glenn Close now?
I don't know. In the movie, she's terribly old.
I know, but you always have to factor in, like, you
can
know.
Can she win another?
She's won Oscars before, right?
I think she might have won. How old is Glenn Close? She's 74. No, I don't think she's won.
She hasn't won. She's definitely taking it. She's definitely taking it.
Yeah, I'm guessing they'll hand it out to her.
She is definitely taking it.
Grandma's older than her, though.
She's been nominated 7 times.
That's her own fault.
She's going to take it. They're going to give it to her.
How old is the grandma? She's older than Glenn Close.
Yeah, but what does age have to do with it, Jody?
Because whether you can win another one, whether you still have time. How old is Minari Grandma?
He's typing with one hand because he's holding the mic.
I'm doing one finger.
Jody, one finger is all it takes.
Oh, yeah.
To type, Jody, to type. To type. Out of the gutter, bro. Out of the gutter. We fucking love in the gutter.
I don't know. This article's taking long.
Fuck that article. Listen, Glenn Close is going to take it because she's been nominated 7 times and she hasn't won.
I think you're right. I'm going to be pissed when she wins.
Yeah. So we move on.
Let's do Best Director next.
What? No, Best Director.
In terms of people's interest, people would be more interested in Best Actor and Actress and then Best Film. Best Director is like, bleh.
Okay. Apparently, we're doing what we want these days. And we're not going according to the list.
We're just shifting out of order.
Fuck, man. Okay, Best Director. So we got Lee Isaac Chung for Minari. We've got Emerald Fennell. Promising Young Woman. We've got David Fincher for Mank. We've got Thomas Vinterberg for Another Round. And we've got Chloe Zhao for Nomadland.
Mm-hmm. How many have you seen there?
I've seen 3.
Nice. We're moving up. It's a 60%.
I know. Another Round. I keep fucking putting on.
Yeah. It's subtitled.
No. That's not. Yeah. That's possibly part of the reason. But it's also like, I don't know. I don't know why, actually, to be fair.
You have to be in the right place for a subtitled film. Man.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen
it. Okay, but we should watch that one. Hmm. Apparently, it's very good.
It's also, because remember, what's his face got a lot of hype for this one? Mads.
I watched Chaos Walking.
Oh.
Did you watch it?
No. Did you feel the age?
It's a whole lot of meh. Yeah. It's fine. It's such a cool premise. But, like, what they did with it was just, like, and Mads is, like, wasted.
Oh, is that? I was trying to figure out what the
segue
was.
Mads is in there. Mads is in there. Mads Mikkelsen. He's, like, wasted. But, yeah, whatever. So, my vote is Nomadland.
Yeah. Chloe Zhao's direction in there is pretty amazing. David Fincher for Mank was my second favorite pick in this category. Yeah. I think I don't think many people have seen Mank. It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Based on it's the writer who wrote Citizen Kane, which is generally regarded as one of the best films.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Herman Mankiewicz. It's a really amazing film about that time in Hollywood, the process of creating a movie, the things that influence you. So I feel like it's David Fincher's like tribute to Hollywood. Like, you know, Tarantino did Once Upon a Time in Hollywood about his love of that time. This is David Fincher's love letter, so it's beautifully done. It's got all of those, you know, the cutscenes that they used to use in the 50s where it's like the wipes here.
Mm.
The music, it's got an amazing score, but...
Nomadland.
Yeah, Chloe Zhao for Nomadland.
Yeah. It's such a beautiful film.
I keep saying it's the film that I wish I could have seen at the cinema.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Out of everything that I've
seen. The cinematographer must be nominated, right?
I hope so. And that score. Ludovico, I know these musical score for this film, for Nomadland, is, I think, the best one that's come out in this particular.
So that's my pick.
Do you think that's the one that will win? She's cleaned up
know.
And all the other awards.
I know, but that is not necessarily... That doesn't mean that she's going to win the Oscar. Sometimes they just fucking make...
Yeah.
And there's a whole... Like, we can fucking go into the whole show about how that works. Sometimes they don't even, like, see the films, the voters.
Yeah.
they just pass it on to their children and say, yeah, tell me what you think about this. Who do you pick? Like, it's
The process is that all the academy members, which is like, what, 7,000 people, have to vote on all of the categories.
Yeah.
They have to like cast their vote for all of the categories, and then that just gets tallied up. So it's a popularity contest. It's not a technical, it isn't really a technical decision that's being reached. And often what they do is, if there's a best picture, they just like, whoever's from that best picture, the director will win. A lot of other categories will win as well, just because that film wins best picture. So
yeah,
there's a lot of faffing when it comes to the Oscars.
No, fuck, it's a bunch of bullshit. That's why I think people
would be your other pick if you think they don't give it to Chloe Zhao. Who do you think they give it to?
I don't know. If they're carrying on with like the Asian train, then definitely Lee Isaac Chung.
Mm.
But then again, it's David Fincher. So I think it'll be David Fincher.
Maybe. Did you hear about Chloe Zhao's the fallout in China when she won the Golden Globe?
No, what now?
So
every time is a controversy with China.
So Chloe Zhao, I think she has a Chinese passport, but she was born in the UK or something.
Yeah.
And she's never lived in China at all. And she's been commenting on the Uyghurs things and a few other stuff. And initially they reported her as being like of Chinese descent or something in China. They celebrated her Golden Globe.
Yeah, until she did that.
And then they saw those things and then they're like, nope.
She's British.
Shit movie. Don't like it. Trash.
God, the Chinese, my bro.
Yeah. So I don't think they're rooting for
I don't have enough energy to get into the fucking Chinese.
Look, my pick for deserved Chloe Zhao. My pick for who I think's going to get it, I'll stick with Chloe Zhao as well.
Ooh, double Chloe Zhao.
Double Zhao it. I think that they are... It would be so stupid to not give her credit where it's due on this category.
Yeah. You want to move on to Best Actor?
Mm.
Okay, so we have Riz Ahmed, Sound of Metal, as Ruben Stone. Yeah, that's all you need to know. No. That is my pick. Then we have Chadwick Boseman, posthumous nomination for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom as Levi Green. Levi Green. We have Anthony Hopkins in The Father as the father, Anthony. Yeah.
Dad.
Then we have Gary Oldman in Mank as Herman J. Mankiewicz. Then we have Steven Yeun in Minari as Jacob Yee. Look, my pick is Riz Ahmed, but Steven Yeun was also fucking amazing.
I will say that this is the category I think that is the most contentious. All of these performances are amazing. I've seen all of the...
Even Anthony Hopkins, you said.
Anthony Hopkins.
Because Anthony Hopkins usually plays Anthony Hopkins.
Yes.
Like, he fooled a lot of people. Come at me, bro. Come at me.
You know what this role reminded me of? Do you remember Fracture with him and Ryan Gosling?
Yes.
Do you remember how sharp he was in that?
Yeah.
You know, he was like, I felt like that was the last peak Hopkins I've seen.
Okay.
It was that, and then the good bits, and there isn't much of good Anthony Hopkins in things like Transformers, where he plays old and
crazy. Are you crazy? That's his best performance.
According to Michael Bay.
Yeah, Transformers, that's his best performance.
But you know, like, he's almost become like a caricature in his...
Yeah, because he keeps playing the same fucking person!
This movie, The Father, has got, I think, that sharpness that he used to have combined with his, like, the humor of his later age, and is probably his best performance for years. So I'm actually really torn on this one because I love Riz Ahmed.
They're going to give it to
Sound
Chadwick
of
Boseman.
Metal. They are going to give it to Chadwick Boseman.
But Riz Ahmed, come on.
Sound of Metal was insane.
Absolutely insane. Like, he deserves this 100%.
He encapsulates, like,
fuck it.
You know, that role, it's almost like it's the role he was made for. Steven Yeun in Minari was, I mean, that also, it's like, it feels like everything in his career is built to this moment. And
he's the voice of Invincible also.
Yeah, I've heard.
I love where his career is going. Mm. So those are my two favorites, but I think my ultimate favorite, I hope Riz Ahmed takes it, but I think they're going to give it to Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, they love a good posthumous.
They love it because it's safe.
Yeah.
And no one gets upset. And you can't get upset at a dead guy.
But honestly, I would recommend checking out all these movies. And if I, to continue my honesty theme, when you and I reviewed
that shouldn't be a theme. You should just be honest.
No. You do it thematically, not always. When we spoke about Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, I told you that it's a very stagey movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel the play as you're watching it.
Yeah.
The Father is also based on a play, but you don't feel that at all in that film. And I felt as though it was Chadwick's best role, but I don't think he's the best performance out of this.
Shots fired. Yeah. Jody hates a dead guy. You heard it here first.
He hates Black Panther.
He hates a dead man. He hates him. Horrible Jody. I'm going to distance myself from you. Physically and...
Play it safe.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to give it to him for sure.
But he's going to get it.
Fuck, man. Riz Ahmed must get a fucking Oscar now.
Yeah.
I must still watch his other one, Mogul Mowgli.
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah.
Also heard good things about...
We're going to move on to Best Actress. Mm. So we have Viola Davis,
yes.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom as Ma Rainey.
Her sweat should have been nominated.
Should have. You said, yeah. You said, yeah. Then we have Andra Day.
Andra.
United States versus Billie Holiday as Billie Holiday. You have Vanessa Kirby, Pieces of a Woman as Martha Weiss. You have Frances McDormand in Nomadland as Fern. Mm-hmm. You have Carey Mulligan in Promising Young Woman as Cassandra Cassie Thomas.
I haven't seen two of these films. I haven't seen Andrew Day's performance or Vanessa Kirby's.
I've only seen two.
Nice.
But my vote goes to Frances McDormand.
She's my pick as well. Mm. I mean, Nomadland is it's amazing.
Yes, it's so good.
Frances McDormand has got two Oscars already. Mm. Fargo and Three Billboards Outside...
Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
She deserves it, though.
She really does. I mean, her performance in there is just wow.
It is really good, right? Like, it's
so
her coming to terms with so many things and her, like, discovering how this world works and her sort of adapting to living in a fucking van for the rest of your life.
Becoming a nomad.
Yeah. It's not an easy thing. And I like the way she handles it. I like the way that she... kind of deals with the trauma from her past, but also accepts a lot of things that she's forced to do.
Yeah. And also, don't forget that she is often surrounded by non-actors in the film.
Yeah. It's the same thing with Riz Ahmed in Sound of Metal. So you can't tell. It's so believable and so realistic.
Carey Mulligan got a lot of hype, obviously, for Promising Young Woman.
What did you think about that film?
I thought it was okay. Enjoyable, but I didn't see all the Oscar buzz, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither, actually.
And she's a really good actress, but I think it's the least Oscar-worthy performance of her.
I think it's the least Oscar-worthy movie out of that selection.
Yeah. Look, I can't speak to Andra Day at all, and I can't speak to Vanessa Kirby's Pieces of a Woman. Andra Day did win the Golden Globe, though.
That means fuck all, Jody.
But often the Oscars just kind of does what all the other...
Not necessarily. Sometimes they let you win the Golden Globe. I'm still upset about Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, not winning supporting actor.
Viola Davis won the Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Actress.
Who do you think is going to take it?
This is the category where I'm the most uncertain of who's going to get it, because... Viola Davis, I think it's that overcorrection that we were talking about
possibly,
earlier.
Possibly,
it's like, you know, they've had Oscars so white, they called out the foreign...
Then you have Andra Day as well to possibly take it then.
But I've heard bad things about that movie, so I don't know how good...
Is the movie not good?
I've heard the movie's not great. So I don't know how good that performance is, but my favorite and the one that I feel can't be beat there is Frances McDormand.
Yeah.
But I don't think
she's going to take it.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's got two Oscars already.
And they might just go the Andra Day route, because Viola Davis won for Fences. So she's already got the Best Supporting Actress Oscar, and they might want like a younger person now. Andra Day is a singer, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's a singer, because I think she does the singing in this role.
Okay.
She does all the singing and stuff.
And Vanessa Kirby, you don't think she's got a shot?
I don't think so. Her performance is probably the most understated out of this, because that's a Netflix film.
Netflix has got the most nominations.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, in terms of... it's not like a something that was created for cinema, and I think the Oscars...
Yeah, but
still
that's an Oscar movie.
Yeah, I feel like the Oscar still leans cinematic.
How so?
Most of the movies that get that win are films that release.
None of these, but that's none of these movies are cinematic.
But that's what I'm saying.
They don't lean that way.
No, I'm saying when they do their who wins, they still lean towards stuff that are produced for cinema, not things that are produced for video.
But I don't think they have a choice now because
they have to.
Coronavirus,
exactly.
Like fucking in your mouth.
But even once we are when we are past Corona. They also will have to adapt to the fact that Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu, they are all producing like more expensive, better films now. And, you know, that's just the way that things are going to go.
Hearty pop.
Okay. So,
we'll see.
Who do you think is going
to
take it?
I think either Viola Davis or Andra Day, to be honest.
Yeah, I'll go with Andra Day as the one who I think is going to take it. But Frances has got my heart, man.
Away. We went on a road trip now recently, and I couldn't, just driving past the farms and shit, you just can't not think about that farm.
Yeah.
And the cinematography and the, like, the vastness of America. Mm. It makes you want to actually drive through America.
They sell that life, right?
Yeah, but I mean, as a colored guy, I don't think I will do very well.
Yeah, you've got Latino vibes going.
Nope, I need one of those men in black drivers, white drivers that Will Smith had.
Smile at everyone.
Anyway, okay, we move on to the big one.
The biggie.
Best picture. The Father. Do I have to say all those fucking names there?
No, those are all the producers. We don't care about them.
Phew. So we have The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, Minari, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Yeah. So they're still doing more films than... So they have more nominees within the films than they have in all the other categories. Every other category is 5. You remember why that happened?
Yeah, there was some fucking controversy.
Yeah,
about...
The Dark Knight wasn't nominated for anything.
But they don't lean genre movies.
I know, but there was such an uproar, and because they said, well, we only have 5 choices that we can make. Yeah. So then
do you think the Dark Knight should have
been nominated?
Mm.
I think it could have been nominated as a Best Picture nominee. Yeah. Not necessarily any of the other stuff.
What year was that?
Dark Knight Rises was...
No, I'm asking about the Dark Knight.
No, but I'm working backwards because it was 3 years.
This guy.
I'd say 2000...
2000 and late. 2008.
Was it 8?
Yeah, so we have the Oscar... Why do they never just give things in a list?
Yeah, like just give the exact thing I asked for, Google.
Yeah, like fuck my life, man. Best Picture. Mm. No Country for Old Men. Mm. Atonement, Juno, Michael Clayton, and There Will Be Blood.
Michael Clayton can suck my ass in that category.
Wow.
And Juno.
Why do you feel so strongly?
That is like an Oscar baity thing.
Really enjoyed Juno, though.
Yeah.
I don't know about Best Picture, but definitely No Country for Old Men deserved it.
And Atonement was also Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman, I think. The one with the priest and the nun. Also Oscar baity.
No Country, though, won it and deserved it.
Yeah. Definitely.
And There Will Be Blood would have been a close second. Yeah. So that's fine.
But
Dark Knight could have replaced Juno or Michael Clayton, I think.
Exactly. But it's like it wasn't even really considered, I guess. And there was such a big uproar about all of that that they were like...
But how can we make a Batman film a Best Picture nominee?
Exactly.
That's preposterous.
I like your Academy voice.
Thank you.
Are you the head of the Academy?
Yes, I'm the head of the Academy, and I'm a British woman.
You've got quite a loose lower jaw.
How dare you refer to my jaw? I'm talking about the pinnacle of cinema.
Yeah.
Norman, please get the dogs. Yes. We're going for a walk.
This chap doesn't want to leave my house.
It's a bit chilly outside. I'm going to need my overcoat.
Is Norman the help in this story?
Norman is my husband.
Oh, I thought he was the help.
No, the help's name is Cecilia. Cecilia, do you have my gloves? I need my insoles as well. Please bring the Green Cross insoles. They're
the
in
gloves.
My cupboard.
You've got Green Cross gloves?
No, the insoles are Green Cross. The gloves are made of leather and
Burberry.
Sheep's wool. Lanolin.
Yo, we had linoleum in our kitchen floor.
Oh, wow. And linoleum's dope, though.
Yeah. Lasts forever.
Old school, bro.
Just gets that faded yellow color after a while.
Where were we?
How many of these suckers have you seen?
I've seen...
Four.
Four, yeah. Shit. Oh, nice.
Two, three, four. Yeah. Not bad.
I've seen like seven.
I've seen all of them.
All of them. Oh, nice. Yeah.
I can tell you right off the bat, Trial of Chicago 7.
Not going to win.
No, it didn't even deserve a nomination.
Wowza.
I don't think it's that amazing.
Okay.
I don't think it deserved a nomination at all. Promising Young Woman, they could have also.
Yeah, that could have gone as well. What do you think of Judas?
Really good film.
Best picture, though.
I think it's worthy of nomination. The story is quite compelling.
Winner, though.
Nah, I don't think so. I think... It's compelling. Ryan Coogler's involved again.
Yeah.
He's producing this one. The director doesn't make any like super brave choices, but he really highlights the story.
Mm.
And the story is very compelling. I mean, having a 17-year-old black guy work as an informant for the FBI, and he's the main reason that they actually get to Fred Hampton and eventually assassinate Fred Hampton. Yes. It's just like... I mean, it's so topical with all of the things going on in America and the world right now.
Yeah, so you think it'll take it?
I, again, with the pressure that the Oscars is feeling to like correct their mistakes of the past, there's a chance, but
what's your favorite then out of those picks?
Nomadland.
Ooh.
Definitely.
I'm going to go Sound of Metal.
I love Sound of Metal, but... In terms of like my just I don't know my mental checklist of movies that I have to win an Oscar, Nomadland is like so far ahead of everything else.
Okay, I get you on that. I think Sound of Metal is that one for me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a powerful story, eh?
Yeah,
like Sound of Metal with Riz Ahmed's best performance to date.
Yeah,
and also just highlighting something that is I think. Look, it's a part of society that's not really acknowledged.
Those movies kind of have similar sort of themes. Beats and themes. Yeah, it's sort of you have this thing happen to you and you have to come to terms with it, and you meet a new community that sort of opens your eyes to a different way of living.
Which is something that theoretically everyone should be able to relate to with Corona and the way that the world is right now. Those are the thematic beats that are like, you know, the strongest. I think they most relate to the state of the world right now.
For sure.
And they both highlight sectors of society that are kind of just not thought of.
Yeah.
You know, people, they exist, they are integral to society, but we don't know that.
That's
they are
true.
There.
I mean, out of earshot, out of mind.
Exactly.
So, the thing is, I don't think either of those are going to win.
No.
I do think Judas is going to take it. I don't know.
My dark horse for this one, I think, might be Minari also. I think that it's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
It's an intense watch also, but not for the reasons you might
felt
think.
So anxious watching.
Yeah. I mean, I think as a parent, you have more anxiety than people like for someone like you doesn't have.
Well, as a non-parent, I was okay with it.
Yeah. But but it's also it's like it's the tension.
I'm going to start my sentences now. As a non-parent, I feel like
do you
I
identify
can,
as non-parental? Or parental?
I can identify as non-parental. I can watch children being gunned down in movies
and not really
not feel a thing.
Yeah.
Whereas Jody winces.
It's me in the nuts, man. but the thing about Minari is that the tension is not in the places you would think it's going to be.
No,
you know, it's the director actually does really well to tell a story that is quite, I think, relatable and quite understandable for a lot of people, but you know, they find tension in like places that you would actually expect it for yourself.
Yeah.
So to speak. Not like normally in a movie.
Still don't think that's gonna win. Oh, it might. Who knows?
You think Judas and the Black Messiah is
gonna win? It's between the two of them, I think. Because you know we've got to keep the SJWs happy, Norman. We have to. So it's either a black movie or Chinese or Asian or what are they, Korean?
I Norman?
Yes, Norman.
Okay. So,
wow, Norman.
In my opinion.
When did you start smoking?
In my opinion, I think.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I have no fucking clue.
Sound of Metal is your favorite.
Sound of Metal is my favorite.
Your absolute favorite.
100%.
So that's your hope? Like you think it's between Judas?
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe they go... I don't know with the Oscars. It's so unpredictable because you don't know what fucking stance they're going to take.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about the quality of the film. None of that matters, actually. So why the fuck are we actually talking about this?
Because we're topical.
We are topical.
Like an ointment. We are topical.
Like it's like none of this fucking matters because they're just going to choose whatever they fucking choose.
So I was about another question for you.
Ask me another question.
Which one would you... Or if you had to recommend like three of these movies as absolute must-watches, which three would you recommend?
Okay, if we're continuing with the theme of honesty.
Honestly. Because we do it thematically.
Yeah, no, definitely Nomadland, Sound of Metal, and Minari. Those are my three.
Your three that you recommend?
I actually recommended it recently to my friends. I have friends.
Nice. The fact that you felt the...
I know, I always feel like compelled to, especially to...
I know people.
Especially to the person listening to be like, yeah, I have friends. I promise.
I don't need you.
Yeah. His name is Norman, and he's my best friend.
He's married to me.
Yes, he fetches my overcoat, and he also collects my mail.
She's not my friend. If I had to recommend three out of this lot, Nomadland, Sound of Metal as well, and The Father.
Ah, okay.
Just as a story about dementia that doesn't get kitschy or, you know, there's no overuse of like silly tropes or anything.
Yeah.
I'd recommend The Father. It's a scary thing to watch though. Watching someone go through dementia and the stuff that they experience. And as I said, Anthony Hopkins, it's one of his best performances for a while.
Okay.
The director of that film is
actually suffers from dementia.
Yeah. He didn't remember making it. He actually directed the play that it's based on. And this is his first time behind the camera for a feature film.
But it doesn't feel like a play.
It doesn't feel like a play, and this person doesn't feel like a first-time director either.
Thanks, Jody. I will watch it as soon as I feel like it.
Is this going to be like you recommending, what's it, Speed Racer to me? Yeah, I'll watch it next week.
You did watch it, though.
I did watch it. I took pictures.
Speed Racer is dope, yo. That should have been nominated.
You can't recommend it.
That should have been nominated for an Oscar.
His name is Speed.
And he's a racer. Cool. That's our Oscar wrap up, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I, like I said, who fucking knows what's going to happen? Like, we just take it as it comes. And if our selections don't win, what are you going to feel about it?
Yo, don't care.
Yeah. That's right. We feel fuck all.
We so, dead inside, man.
That's right. Stay dead inside. You never let disappointment. Any Oscar shout-outs?
Any Oscar shout-outs?
I don't know. Should we look on our social media page?
Yeah, maybe. We've got so many. Got like tens of people that we could.
Tens of people.
We could be dominating.
Yeah, we're actually running out of.
No, but we're going to have new initiatives that we're going to plan. I've already got a few ideas. Gonna run it past you.
No, I don't want to plan anything. I just want to live my life one movie at a time. Wait, how do I? It would probably be better for me to check on my phone. Eh?
Yeah.
You find you. I asked you first.
Yeah, but then I said I'm nervous about this.
Why are you nervous?
Because I feel so. Ill-prepared.
We are ill-prepared. Should we not? Should we just not shout anyone out?
Yeah, we don't have to. We no one tells us what to do.
That's right. We are the captains of our own destiny.
Oh yeah.
So you know what? No fucking shout-outs this week.
None.
That's
but
right.
For those of you who like our comments, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for liking it. Actually, I do want to shout out Norman.
Norman!
Norman, I'd like to... I do appreciate you, Norman.
Stop shouting!
I do know. You do quite a lot for me, but also, stop being such a silly c*** sometimes. I love you, Norman.
I like you too.
Your Norman is horrible. If someone wanted to find us, Jody, how can they do that?
Write to us.
No. Fuck. They're never going to get find the email
us,
address.
Find us on Instagram, Bicycle Brasser Podcast on Instagram. Let us know what your Oscar picks are. Do you like our picks? We think our picks are amazing, but they probably won't be right.
Yeah, definitely not.
Come at us. Not on.
I didn't say it, Jody's dumb.
Alternatively, come on us at our Gmail account. BicycleBrasser@gmail.com.
Although if you're thinking about it, if you're aiming at someone, you could come at them.
Yeah. But not on.
Yeah. Because it won't make, but you can aim there.
It most likely won't make it.
Well, I'm quick on my feet.
Yeah, but not distance for the distance, you know?
Yeah. All right. Stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.